The base is loaded. The infield in. The outfield, not as shallow as you might think, playing the other way toward the right. Righty-righty matchup. Javi Guerra's ready. Here's the pitch. Swung on, drilled toward the gap in right center. It gets down for a game-winning walk-off base hit. On the first pitch, Amed Rosario rips one to the gap in right center. And Cleveland's got its seventh walk-off win of the year.
Winners 2-1 yesterday over the Tampa Bay Rays. Time to talk Guardians baseball. Jim Rosenhaus, brought to you by Tuffy Auto Service Center, Cleveland Street, Elyria, Broadway, Lorain, Route 58 in Amherst, and your North Ridgeville Convenience in Oak Coast, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. Rosie, who cares if you're sitting there for 4 hours waiting to get in the game? The manager says, put me in, get in, and on your first pitch, you just take care of it. Get over with it, right?
Isn't that amazing? He saw what he liked, and why wait around and see if there's anything better? But I'm always amazed at that, how, you know, someone who is not in the lineup that night, as you said, sits around pretty much for 4 hours, and they don't just sit around, but I get what you're saying. And then they come on, and I mean, they're facing, you know, mid-90s hard stuff, and they're on it. But, you know, I think that's a testament, because when you talk to guys about pinch hitting, he probably was in the cages underneath, you know, staying loose, doing whatever he needed to do to be ready to go so that he would be prepared. And then that's obviously the big key. So it's still impressive, though, every time you see it. And what a year for Amed Rosario. He's done that time and again.
Right. Well, it's all the different players getting involved. Gabriel Arias getting a home run yesterday as well. And so, and the rain showed up. That's like our 12th man or something, it seems, the way things are going this season. I don't know.
It's kind of like that. It's the security blanket. When we get home, just have a little bit of rain there, you know, something to either delay the game early or interrupt it after it started. It's
right.
Amazing this year how much the timing of rain when the team has been home has interrupted things, but they forge onward.
Sure. Here's my thought. Just to hear me out, just remember the rain delay in the World Series? I think this is sort of our preparation for something. We'll have taken the care of that in the future if that ever comes our way again. Just put that in your pocket just to think about it.
All right.
Like that. So we're now ready for the postseason. These games, I don't want to say they don't matter, obviously, but whatever happens, we're still going to be playing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And help me out here. So this is Major League Baseball's way of awarding it. We get all three games here in Cleveland. It's not one of these series where you have to go back to somebody's field as well, right? It's all salvage right here in Cleveland.
That's correct. And there, that's the reward for winning the division. And so you are the top seed for the wild card round, and you get three games at home. You don't have to go on the road. So hopefully that's a big advantage. Obviously the big advantage to being at home is that you get the last at bat. So, you know, strategically wise, it's huge, and it's always nice to be able to play at home in front of the home fans. So, I think a big advantage and a nice reward for being the, you know, a division champ instead of a wild card team per se. The Yankees and the Astros, because they have the better records than the Guardians, they'll be the ones who get the bye in the first round, and they don't have to deal with the wild card. But, you know, if you're going to be in that wild card round, if you can get home field, what a great thing, and the Guardians have that.
A bye has its advantages, but disadvantages, I would think, a little bit, right? If you sitting around is not always good for baseball players.
We will see. If the Guardians are fortunate enough to get through the wild card round, they would play New York, and the Yankees, by the time that series starts, the Yankees will have been off for 6 days, and that is an eternity in baseball, and we've seen it before where some teams have really struggled. They're red hot, and then they sit around for 6 days, and they try to simulate games and all that, and it's hard to do. Now, there were a couple of stretches, I don't know if you remember, back in 16, when the Guardians had to kind of fill some gaps because they had wrapped up series really quick during that postseason when they went to the World Series. And they were pulling out all the stops. I mean, they were having simulated games and then practice games and, you know, having all the front office staff come down and try and make as much noise as possible and pipe it in through the loudspeakers and things like that. But it's nice to be on routine, and the Guardians will have that if they can get through the wild card round and play New York.
Are we into any kind of scoreboard watching right now, or do we just wait and see what team shows up next Friday?
Yeah, I mean, scoreboard watch just to see who it will be. You know, you keep an eye on Toronto. Tampa Bay obviously is here, and then Seattle are the three teams in contention. Baltimore with an outside chance, but that's getting, you know, by the day, their chances are slimmer and slimmer. But, you know, I think there is a curiosity on who they would play. It seems like it will either be Seattle or Tampa Bay, but you never know. Blue Jays have a lot of games against good teams yet, and it could be any of the three. And so that's where you're watching the scoreboard just to see who you would play.
Do we have a preference, or do you, based on what we've seen, I mean, the way Seattle handled this the last time, or we can see up close right now with Tampa Bay, right?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Toronto seems to have the most firepower. That's a scary ball club. Seattle played really well against the Guardians, but I think they were playing their best baseball of the season, and they've slowed down since. And have had some injury issues that they're dealing with. So that's a different team now. Might be a little bit better matchup. Tampa Bay's a tough matchup. I think we've seen that the last two nights. Boy, they roll some pitching, and they're just hard to score runs off of. And for whatever reason, they've played really well here. So that whole home field thing we were talking about earlier might not be the best thing when you play Tampa Bay. So I don't know. Look, any team's going to be hard. And I think the Guardians, they'll feel very confident, whoever they play, that they'll be just fine.
Yes, and whenever they play. Still waiting on that as the radio broadcaster here, trying to plan our schedule. We'll see how things work out, but we'll know soon enough, at least by the middle of next week, we hope, fingers crossed. So at least we have at least 24 hours to figure out what's going on with that. But the Tampa Bay Rays in town again once more time tonight. Cal Quantrill on the mound for the Guardians. These early start times are supposed to get us out of the ballpark early. I thought that's what the idea was in this ball. But
yeah, not happening. Bruce, I got to roll,
go.
Man.
Yep, let you go, Jim. Take it easy.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks.
There's Jim Rosenhaus joining us as he's moving on to the next guy that's asking him the same questions I just went ahead and did. It's all brought to you by your Tuffy Auto Service Center, Cleveland Street, Elyria, and also in Lorain and in Amherst, and your North Ridgeville Convenience in Oka.